Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I am glad you are ready to fly. That's right, it is time to take flight, and I'm going to tell you right now, we have some experts who are going to help us do that very thing. Even when it comes, for those of you who are thinking about a possible career change, or maybe not a change you haven't started yet, and you're wondering, what should I go into? We may be able to help you with that decision today. I am speaking today with Mr. Herbert Judon Jr. and Ms. Lauren Smith, both of the place where we encourage you to fly. As a matter of fact, the website, if you want to go there and get started, get to a head start, it is flyags.com, flyags.com. And here's your pop quiz. When you're talking traveling via the airwaves, AGS, what does it stand for? All right, we'll give that to you in just a few. We have our guest in here with us, Ms. Lauren Smith. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. And Mr. Herbert Judon Jr., how you doing, sir?
I'm super. Thank you.
Good to have you both with us today as we get ready to talk about air travel. Something that excites me. It is something that I still get a little nervous about when it's time to take flight. In all honesty, give me a few minutes to calm down and I'm all right.
I know you're 30,000 feet up and you have no control, right?
That's
so
right.
You got to depend on somebody else.
Exactly. 30,000 feet up. Whew. Okay. Well, of course, we're talking to everybody about flying, and we're hoping that you all are going to be able to pick up on a lot of information that you can use, because that's what the discussion is all about. I want to start the conversation with Mr. Herbert Judon Jr., who truly is my pleasure of meeting for the first time, as you're really helping to oversee an airport that really, in all honesty, is my personal favorite in all the world, because I like the size of it.
Right.
I like how close it is to home. And, of course, I'm talking about the Augusta Regional Airport. And I would like for you, if you were to start out talking with us about Herbert Judon Jr. What was life like for you as a child? What were your dreams, if there were any dreams as a child? And what path eventually led you into the airline industry?
Okay. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go all the way back, if that's okay.
That's fine.
My father was in the military, and my dad was from Charleston, South Carolina, and my mom from New Orleans, Louisiana area. So they met back in the 60s. Dad was in the military, and I was born actually in Libya, in northern Africa, which is very unique. There was an Air Force base called Wheelis Air Force Base where I was born. So and it's kind of interesting, but it was near the time when the Gaddafi regime took over in Libya. So we were evacuated when I was 14 months old. So I never really got to remember or see anything there. But that was very unique. So as a young child, I grew up again on Army bases. So I lived in Florida, in Virginia. I started school in Germany. My formative years was in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, or Western Tennessee. So as a child, you know, again, I was kind of a military brat doing that kind of stuff. Got to see a lot of different cultures and meet a lot of people. So I thought it was a great way to grow up. I didn't have any specific interests growing up. I was my grandparents. They were, you know, back in the old Walter Cronkite days. So I remember sitting with my grandmother and watching, you know, like Richard Nixon and Ford and some of the presidents back in that era. So I was very interested in politics, actually, as a young child, especially from a viewer standpoint, just kind of keeping, you know, I remember the Iran hostage crisis in the late 70s. And so even as a young kid, I was kind of really plugged in politically and kind of watching that type of stuff. So again, I didn't have any specific career aspirations, but if anything, maybe politics, which I wouldn't go that way today, but I joined the service very young, about 17 and a half years old. So I served in the Marine Corps on active duty for several years, and I was in Marine aviation. And so that's kind of what gave me the first taste of aviation as well as leadership.
What was it about that appealed to you?
About the Marine Corps?
Aviation.
Aviation?
Yeah.
To be very honest, I kind of fell into it. Coming out of high school, I had some good friends that went into the Marine Corps in different professions, different fields, and I kind of followed their lead. They were a year ahead of me, and I just kind of coincidentally got into the aviation field, but even in the military side, I loved it, and I realized that was something that I would like to do as a career.
So what specifically was your assignment, working specifically aviation?
Mm-hmm. The job was called an air support operator, so it was in what the Marines called the direct air support center, and the job was kind of a tactical air traffic controller. So my responsibility, I was kind of the linkage between the infantry that was supporting air support on the ground and the fighter aircraft and the attack aircraft and the different support aircraft. So I was kind of that air traffic control linkage.
Did you do any of that in actually in battle or?
No, I didn't. I was on, again, the military experience was great. I mean, I was on ship for a while. I was in the Mediterranean as well as in the Northern Atlantic. We were in the Beirut area during a time of conflict, but we never did actually go ashore. But I can remember ramping up for that and just the adrenaline at the time. I have served, I currently serve in the reserves, in the Army Reserves. So in about 10 years ago, 2004 and 5, I did serve as a company commander in the Iraq theater. So I have served in the Iraq war.
Aviation, you know, I got to ask.
Right.
Ever a desire to fly?
Yes. actually, I started pilot lessons here about 6 months ago, flying a Cessna 172.
Yeah.
And so I'm just moving from North Carolina, so the airport that I'm using is in North Carolina. So right now it's just the challenge of getting back there to continue flying. But we did start lessons early this year.
That's awesome. I take my hat off to you.
Yeah.
I kind of toyed around with that idea. But I tell you what it makes me think about. I had a buddy in high school who took the ASVAB, maxed it out. He decided to go Air Force. He wanted to fly.
Mm-hmm.
He could not fly for one reason. He had problems distinguishing between the colors.
Yeah.
And that completely knocked him out of it.
Yeah.
Out of flying.
Yeah. You hear those stories all the time of people that have different physical reasons why they can't. And actually, oftentimes, they will end up doing other aviation-related type jobs, such as airport management or something else, just to kind of keep them close to flying if they can't fly.
Yeah.
You hear that all the time.
So aviation was your thing eventually. Mm-hmm. Now you're taking your private lessons, I suppose, learning to fly the Cessna.
Yeah.
Wow. My hat off to you.
Yeah.
That takes courage, I would think. What do you find to be the most challenging thing about learning to fly at this stage?
That's a good question. Just the courage, I guess, to some extent. You know, I mean, again, it's a little intimidating. Flying an airplane and just, I guess, the courage to get up there and to realize, you do have control. But, you know, you and I talked about control a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You know, is it better for you to have control in something that you're a novice in, or is it better to give somebody else complete control?
But
so just familiarizing yourself with all the systems and just the fact that, you know, when you are in the air, you're more vulnerable, you know, or at least that's our perception, that we're more vulnerable versus a ground-based vehicle.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we know a lot of stuff goes wrong on the ground, but something about it just being on the ground, you know, versus thinking, okay, now I got to fall 30,000 feet before this. Hey, y'all, I'm just kidding. No, I'm serious. But how often does something like that happen? I mean, relatively speaking, not that often.
Right. No. And especially when you look at commercial airliners. I mean, it's really throughout the country, maybe on the average. Well, first of all, you know, we've got thousands of flights a day from hundreds of airports around the country, commercial flights, and millions of passengers a year on commercial flights. And it may be on the, again, I don't want to talk the laws of averages, but I mean, on the average, you may see every 4, 5, 6 years that there's a major commercial airliner that crashes in the United States. So if you really you know, do the ratio of the numbers of flights and the numbers of people, it's really amazing. It's really a safe system, you know, whereas conversely on the highways, you know, we have 40 to 45,000 people a year that die on highways in cars.
That's
so
huge.
So if you do the math, flying commercially is very, very safe.
Very safe. A lot safer than driving.
Yes.
Mm, even when I'm the one in control, because I'm the one behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that 45,000, how many of them were in control?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we also have with us the lovely Ms. Lauren Smith.
Thank you.
Also with Augusta Regional Airport. And welcome again.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Truly my pleasure. And, you know, I really had given some thought to learning how to fly one day. And I'm leaning more towards not than I am leaning towards doing it. Not everybody does this because they're an adrenaline junkie. Mm-hmm. Some people do. They just want to fly.
Right.
For some people, it's all about the rush.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be one of those who wants to do it for the rush. I can come up with other ways to have fun. But
exactly.
If you would, when we come back, if you would be ready to share with us some of the life of Lauren Smith.
I'd be happy to.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to definitely want you all to get ready to do some calculating at some point. So I definitely want you to be ready to work with us. We got some fun stuff that we're going to have you doing. So be on the ready. You are listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And today I am speaking with our guests, yours and mine, Ms. Lauren Smith and Mr. Herbert Judon Jr. We'll be right back.